Report. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. On Saturday, supporters of former President Trump protesting Monday's FBI raid of his Mar-a-Lago estate, where 11 sets of classified documents were seized. Fox's Charles Watson has the report.
A lot of them very angry about what took place at Mar-a-Lago earlier this week. A lot of them waving their Trump 2020 and 2024 flags, some with signs with calls to defund the FBI. This is a situation that has angered not only supporters out here, but Republicans all across the country, certainly since President Trump made it very public that his home was being searched and characterizing that search as a hoax.
The former president saying on social media that the truth is on his side. Many Republicans denouncing the raid as politically biased. The suspect accused of stabbing author Salman Rushdie entered a not guilty plea Saturday. Meanwhile, Rushdie's condition has improved a bit. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
The man accused of stabbing author Salman Rushdie at an event in New York has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder and assault. However, the prosecutor says the attack was pre-planned. The author's condition is improving, and he's been taken off a ventilator and is now able to speak. He suffered injuries to his liver, an arm, and an eye. Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses, drew death threats from Iranian leadership in the 1980s, forcing him into years of hiding.
New information emerging in the Alec Baldwin Rust shooting investigation, and it's not looking good for the embattled actor. Fox's John Scott reports.
An FBI forensic report obtained by ABC News shows the gun used in last fall's shooting could not have been fired without someone pulling the trigger. Fox News has not independently reviewed the report. Cinematographer Halina Hutchins died in that shooting. Alec Baldwin says he never pulled the trigger.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Testimony from former New York City mayor and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani scheduled to take place this week regarding 2020 election issues. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
A grand jury meeting in Atlanta and charged with investigating whether Donald Trump interfered with the state's presidential election in 2020 is expecting to hear from Rudy Giuliani, who served the former president as a lawyer in the post-election. The judge overseeing the grand jury meetings will not allow testimony via video conference. The prosecutor suspects the Trump campaign and its officials worked to subvert Georgia's conducting of the presidential election in their state.
Military sexual assault lawsuits can now advance. Fox's Carmen Roberts reports.
A federal appeals court rules military sexual assault survivors have the right to sue. That means retired Army Colonel Catherine Splett-Stoser can proceed with her 2019 lawsuit, claiming now retired Air Force General John Hyten sexually assaulted her. Government attorneys tried to get the case dismissed based on a Supreme Court ruling called the Ferris Doctrine. It prohibits troops from suing for injury sustained during service. But the appeals court ruled Ferris does not apply to sexual assault, because such assault could not conceivably serve any military purpose.
In New England, a father accidentally shoots his own son.
A Meriden, Connecticut teen was accidentally shot Friday by his own father. Police say the dad was trying to acclimate the boy with firearms and was showing his 9mm weapon to his son when it went off. The teen was soon to begin firearms training at a local gun range. The 17-year-old was shot once in the right side of his body in the shoulder chest area. He was rushed to the hospital by ambulance prior to being airlifted to a trauma center.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.